South Sudan Petroleum and Mining Minister Port Kang Chol says oil production decreased amid negative impacts of widespread flooding in oil-producing areas of the country.
The daily production per day have actually so much decreased because more than 200 and something was submerged by water. But it is still around 150 plus. What we produce today is not the same as tomorrow, but it is still above 150.
Chol says workers, especially technical staff, are being trained in preparation for the planned increase in oil production.
There is a meeting that is going on in the oil. The technical team are discussing with companies that may have the technical know-how on how to increase production. It's one thing that we have been looking at, it's one thing that we are longing for, and it's the most important thing because the oil prices are up high.
Chol says the government will carry out a survey on oil blocks to assess how much oil exists in each block.
The plane is at the airport. We have bought the plane for that purpose and equipped with all the equipment because we want to build our own data. And it's going to be run by a company, people, expert from British, who will come and train South Sudanese so that next time they are not there, South Sudanese will be able to do it. The importance of that is that, number one, our data has been managed from Khartoum, so we don't know what we have.
Chol says his ministry will publish all production data in a bid to improve the transparency and accountability in the petroleum sector. He says the ministry will publish a periodic magazine detailing the number of barrels of oil produced.
I would want this ministry to be the most transparent ministry if there is a way to do it. And this is what we are longing for. And this is what we are going toward of. In the next few weeks, you might be invited to a forum where we will be launching a magazine, petroleum magazine, which will show you all that we had in the Republic of South Sudan.
The Xinhua Chinese news agency reports South Sudan earned $1.4 billion in gross oil revenues last year, of which $1.1 billion went to direct transfers, and $148 million was paid to neighboring Sudan for processing, transportation, and transit fees. South Sudan is projected to collect $135 million in non-oil revenues in the 2021-2022 fiscal year, an increase of 31.1% from the $103 million in the 2020-2021 fiscal year. South Sudan's Finance and Economic Planning Minister, Agaka Chuel Lual, said while presenting budget proposals for the 2021-2022 fiscal year that the government projects an increase in the oil revenues due to recent tax administration reforms, including digitized tax collections and broadening the tax base. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.